This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is, I don't know, I guess you'd call it infrastructure summer, right? Because it is going to be a good long while before that hard infrastructure package, the $1 trillion one, gets through Congress, let alone the $3.5 trillion bundle of human infrastructure support. But in that first bill is an explicit recognition that the climate crisis is an infrastructure problem. And that gets us to this. A new study from the Government Accountability Office that says more than a quarter of homeowners who bought policies through the National Flood Insurance Program dropped that coverage within 5 years. So imagine it's your job to get more at-risk homeowners to sign up for those policies. Marketplace's Andy Euler is on that one.
28% of people who had flood insurance in 2014, for whatever reason, didn't in 2019.
That number doesn't even tell you how bad it is.
That's former FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate. He says that number only applies to folks who received assistance when their houses flooded or with federally backed mortgages who live in 100-year floodplains. They have to have insurance.
The bigger number is to people who don't live in a special flood risk area that don't have flood insurance, that are at flood risk and have no coverage.
Like many of the folks in the Houston area during Hurricane Harvey. For a lot of those affected, that storm was a rain event. They weren't told they had to buy flood insurance, so they didn't.
It's not an unknown problem. It's a marketing and communication problem.
But it's also a data problem. Alicia Puente-Cackley is with the Government Accountability Office.
Everybody has pieces and nobody has all of it.
For instance, bank regulators monitor the mandate for flood insurance while FEMA actually administers the coverage. And Carolyn Kuski, executive director of the Wharton Risk Center at the University of Pennsylvania, says there are holes in the data, too.
There's no way to know why someone dropped their policy.
Maybe they moved. Maybe they sold their house. Maybe they couldn't afford it anymore.
So it makes it hard to know, you know, how much is really a compliance problem and how much is not.
The upshot is, it's really tough for homeowners to know if they're at risk of flooding and should get insurance. The GAO report suggests FEMA take the lead. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.